This is an essay. It's going to be a series. I'll call it Me and the Law. I grew up in the Mexican-American neighborhood in East Austin, Texas, you all. And believe it or not, I don't recall one single encounter. No, wait a minute. At least I only recall one. For the most part, police cars and police encounters were non-existence, at least for me. Surely there must have been, surely there were a lot of incidents because we often heard sirens and there weren't always ambulances. But I do not remember when police were unjust or pushed people around. I guess that means that I was lucky. I have to explain also that there weren't a lot of large numbers of Mexicanos at the time, between maybe 9,000 or 10,000 at the most. Also, it was customary to have sworn deputies, deputados, who lived in Mexican vecindades, and they were armed. So if there was violence occurring or petty theft, any such thing, well, they could be summoned by word or word of mouth or telephone. This, I believe, was effective because los diputados spoke Spanish, estilo Mexicano. And another big advantage was they could often mediate and handle things with firmness without having to call for a police car with officers outwardly armed with pistolas and shotguns, plus big sticks to beat anyone that they believed needed it to keep the, quote, peace, unquote. My godfather, mi padrino, incidentally, was a diputado. He was my godfather because when I was born in 1932, again, as it was custom, all the babies that needed baptizing and confirming at the same time were baptized by the bishop from San Antonio, who could only come at that time once a year. And since my padrino, el diputado, was a big 300-pounder, he could easily keep the peace. What I forgot to say is that when the police had to come to the neighborhood, it simply meant that whoever they took was going to go to jail in due time or be fined and certainly experience fear of God. I do remember a policeman posted at the Rose Hill Park in the neighborhood of the Afro-Americans. They were called Negros at the time. As a matter of fact, the swimming pool was for Negros only. So once I tried to sneak in under the tall wire fence to the west to be able to join my friend Billy Anderson enjoying his swimming pool. Well, it was foolish of me because I happened to be what is known as a claro moreno, which means I have dark hair, dark eyes, and a light skin. The policeman came up to me with a big grin on his face, and when he caught me, he whipped my little butt with the straps of his police stick. I don't even remember crying because, after all, they just stung a little bit and taught me that a law is a law and that breaking it was a very, very bad idea.